Let's talk about that. Let's dive into that first.
I'm in. We're recording. The only Oscars I was ever even aware, like when it was on, was when you and Andy threw a big old party.
Oh yeah,
at like a hall, even, or not a hall, like a whatever it's called.
Mm.
That place over there, the golf course.
Oh yeah.
Club. I don't know what those places are called. Okay, they're nice.
Yeah, it was
country club.
Yeah, country club.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry. See, I don't know shit.
That's what it was.
But I never
low class.
I never watched them. Yeah, I'm low rent. I never watched.
East Sacramento.
Yeah. South Sac.
Oh, South Sac.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I'll fuck with country clubs.
Didn't mean to insult you.
It's okay. We'll let it slide. But I never watched them. And then all of a sudden, you sent the text. And it's like, what the fuck? Fresh Prince? What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Smacking the shit out of him. That was crazy. It was wild. Yeah, my wife, you know, she's been a fan of the Oscars for a long time. My wife and my sister-in-law, April, they just love, and my brother-in-law, Richard, they love movies. They know every actor and actress, and they remember this person from this movie and that person from that movie.
Mm.
They remember, like, directors and writers, and they remember all kinds of stuff. Mainly the actors and actresses, though, more so than anything else. And they're just, like, way into it. And so when the Academy Awards comes out, or really any of those award ceremonies, they usually watch, you know, and they're all excited to like try to predict who's going to win what or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't paid attention to that shit in years. Like I only see like highlights if something mm-hmm. hits YouTube. And I guess that's might be one of the reasons why people are like, was this planned? Cause we mean it. Okay. So he definitely did get slapped, right? He definitely got slapped, but Ryan sent us this chart. You think you can pull up the chart, Andrew, of like Oscar's popularity through the years?
I'll look for it. No? Yeah, I can find it.
But on this chart, it showed, number one, declining popularity and people watching that shit.
And Seema, please don't get any ideas. Don't bitch slap me.
Dog.
Dude, no. I don't want to cry.
You won't cry. One thing I know is that if I ever did that to you, you'll shake it off and you'll go back to wrestling form. Yeah. And then we'll just
I'll have to hit you with a chair or something.
Yeah. And I'll take it.
I'll need some sort of weapon or something.
Yeah.
And then Andrew could start announcing randomly.
It'll be a fun time.
My God, he split and seam in half with that chair. This is a heinous crime. What's he doing?
Hey, the way you said that just
yeah, didn't sound
him,
good.
Hit him with the chair. Hit him with the chair, all right? Don't get weird like that.
He cracked him right down the middle.
Andrew, I need you to
I don't know if this is a different one, but it's see, close enough. Nobody
yeah,
cares.
Yeah, declining.
Mm.
Honestly, I didn't even know people watched it.
I didn't even know it was on.
That's me what
I
mean. Neither.
That's what I mean.
Until Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Yeah, it was nuts. But I was watching it, and you know, everyone makes a big deal about like what this person says, what this person wears. And so we watch it and we obviously just sit there and talk shit the whole time. You're like, what are these people talking about? Because like a lot of times they get up and they'll give a speech and they'll talk about how much movies meant to them. And Kevin Costner had some sort of weird speech thing that he gave and no one knew what he was talking about. And it's like and then people are trying to make jokes, you know, but they in this climate, in this day and age, it's a little, you know, more difficult to make jokes the way that they used to make jokes. And the comedians and stuff, they're just going for it.
That fucking just.
And Chris Rock talked about Will Smith's wife and
G.I. Jane.
Yeah, he made a reference to because Will Smith's wife shaved her head. I believe she has alopecia and she, you know, had to shave her head. That way you don't have like little spots of baldness. Mm. And so she's sitting in the front row with this giant green dress that not only takes up like where she's sitting, but it takes up where everybody else is sitting. She's got this giant train and Will Smith is like front and center. So like they're right out in front of everybody. And so Chris Rock, you know, he's making fun of other people in the room. And other comedians that were up previously, they actually referenced Will Smith and made fun of Will Smith and talked trash to him a bit. And they mentioned something about, because like they were, the people that were hosting the show were women, and they were referencing these like handsome men that they had on stage. And they said, we're going to have to give you a COVID check. And she's like, I'm going to do it in an unconventional way. I'm going to do it with my tongue. And then she mentioned like all these other guys that she wanted to do it with, and it's all the most handsome men in the room or whatever. And she's like, and Will, like, we need you to be involved in this too. And don't worry, we already checked with your wife and she's cool with it. So, like, they referenced his wife. And when Chris Rock did it, it wasn't okay. And he basically made a reference to, you know, her looking like she's prepared for G.I. Jane 2, which mm-hmm. G.I. Jane, you know, has Demi Moore, who shaved her head for the role. And it's like a classic women's military movie. And it doesn't really, it seems like, it doesn't seem that insulting to me, but like, I don't know. I guess it could be interpreted that way.
A woman's hair is something that is very, very important to them personally. And honestly, like within the Black community, like hair is, a woman's hair especially, it's like it's a crazy wild industry. And there's a lot of, because the texture of Black hair, number one, is different. So they use different products. They treat their hair differently. So it, within the Black community, like hair is a bit more sacred than one,
right.
You know what I mean? So I think that's one deeper aspect of things that people may not realize. It's funny also because Chris Rock did a documentary years ago
about
Black woman's hair.
Yeah.
About specifically the mm-hmm. Black woman's hair industry.
His daughter or something was like, I don't like my hair. Like it doesn't, my hair doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And what her reference to good was all the stuff she saw in the media.
White woman's
hair. And it was maybe the white woman's hair. And he was like, oh, honey, like your hair is different. Mm-hmm. You know, he was trying to explain it to her. So.
And it was a good documentary. Yeah. I saw it. It was pretty amazing. So I think that's one layer because like apparently, like I didn't watch the Oscars, but I'm assuming when the jokes were, some other jokes were made, Jada laughed. But you specifically saw, I remember seeing this clip, Chris made that joke about G.I. Jane. Jada was like, right? And then Will was kind of laughing, but I think Will probably saw Jada, saw how upset she was, got too fucking emotional, because there's really no excuse for doing that. It's kind of sad, honestly, how emotional he got to go up and slap a dude for making a joke. The job of a comedian is to make jokes at people. You know what I mean? So it's like, how are you going to go up and slap a man across the face for doing his fucking job, even if it was at the expense of your wife, but he's doing it to everybody.
Right. Yeah. That's what he's supposed to do. Like exactly what you just said. That's what he's getting paid to be up there, be entertaining. And
that's what the host does. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I've seen the comments, you know, they're like, oh, Will thought it was funny until he got the death stare from Jada. And I mean, when somebody catches,
Will's being cucked, bro.
Right. But when somebody catches you off guard, you get embarrassed, and sometimes a natural reaction is just to like start laughing because you don't know what the fuck else to do. Like you don't have, he currently didn't have a microphone at that time. He's not going to be able to talk back. Like, and obviously the setting and everything, but you're right. Yeah. He got extremely way too emotional.
It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It is sad in a way of like, what's going on in his life that he felt that he needed to defend that much. And like, so let's just say he lets it slide. Like, how worse off is his wife today? You know, like, it doesn't seem like she'd be worse off. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying to think of put myself in a situation, and if somebody made reference to my wife, especially somebody that I knew, which obviously these two guys know each other really, you know, probably know each other really well. Mm-hmm. If something was said that was upsetting, I would say, oh shit, I'm talking to him about that.
Right.
You know, when he comes off the stage and I have an opportunity later tonight, I'm going to have a conversation. I wouldn't be like, you know, pissed and like mad and stuff. I would say, hey dude, like what you said was out of bounds. I'm really disappointed that you said that. Like, why did you say that? And try to get some sort of, you know, conversation going about it. And then they, you know, hopefully the person that said that says whatever about your wife. Hopefully they're like, hey man, dude, you know me. I was just up there clowning. I was trying to fuck around. I don't know, man. I maybe it was in bad taste. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of it. It's over with.
Yeah. It's really weird because we were talking about this in the gym, man. If you are, the Smiths are kind of like the Kardashians. Like, your life
out there.
Shit's really out there. I mean, the Red Table Talk that Jada puts on, like when they went in on about August Alsina and their open relationship, and then, you know.
Was he the entanglement?
August Alsina was the young entanglement.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you get the crying Will face from the Red Table Talk. Like at this point, man, if y'all are putting all your shit out there, I'm surprised that you're not used to taking jokes. Maybe the guy was just like, he was taking it, and then it was Oscars night, and then it was just one joke too many.
Yeah. I don't know their relationship, but maybe he was just like, fuck man, I'm getting it from literally everybody else. I shouldn't be getting it from a friend or whatever. Like, again, I don't know if they even like each other, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm coming up with excuses for Will because I like him, but
I'll see. If there's anything we can learn, just don't be as a dude. As I mean, anybody, just don't be as emotional as Will. Like, don't, like, I don't think it'd be pretty hard for me to find a situation where I would have to go up and lay my hands on a person. I mean, there are certain things people could say to try to get under my skin, even about family. But I think I honestly think you're weaker if you need to, if you feel the need to go do that. Like, you would want to, but it takes a level of strength to hold your back from getting physical, no matter what anybody says about you or people close to you. You know, some people think, oh yeah, you can't let somebody talk about my mama and beat their ass. What? Nah, hold yourself back. It's like, have some self fucking control. And this was really sad.
Yeah. I actually usually think that the, like, one of the coolest characteristics about a man is to hold yourself back, is to have the knowledge and the power to be able to, like, very, very obviously be able to, like, dominate a situation or get yourself out of a situation with force or your power in society, and you choose not to do that. Mm. And you choose just to, you know, keep your mouth shut and kind of keep plowing forward. I mean, that is what these guys get paid for. Some people talk about athletes being overpaid, or they talk about actors and actresses being overpaid. I don't think they're overpaid. I mean, I think entertainment is of high value. We enjoy it. Will Smith is incredibly talented at multiple things, not just being an actor. He's amazing, and he's provided us with a lot of amazing entertainment over the years. And you know, I think that part of what goes along with fame and fortune is that you do have to take it on the chin. Mm-hmm. And you are going to hear things that are completely asinine. You're going to hear things that are people not understanding you, people not understanding your family, people not understanding the new car that you bought, or where you decide to live, or how you decide to dress, or who you decide to hang out with. All this shit, people are going to question all of it. It happens all the time, and it's just, it's like, it's part of the territory. And being a professional and just being a man in general, I mean, I think it takes a lot of courage and a lot of strength for somebody to end up in a situation where somebody may have stirred them up a bit, and they just choose not to fuck them up. When they know wholeheartedly, like, I could just go up there and just end this guy's life almost, you know? And they don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real quick, because you did call him a cuck. I just, because I saw this on Twitter, and I'm just interested in your guys' take. Okay, so open marriage. She's messing around with, I forgot the...
August Alsina.
That guy. What if it was flipped around and he was messing around with somebody else and she was like, yep, we're cool with that.
Dog, we'll definitely be smashing.
But,
I think we know this.
he's a cuck. But if it was the other way around, like, damn, he's got a down ass wife.
All right. The main reason I said Will is a cuck isn't, okay, because, I mean, if, like, they said they're in an open relationship, Will be smashing.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of obvious. Will be doing his thing too. So, I mean, because all this got out and they talked about on the Red Table Talk about the whole August situation, right? I think the Will's a cuck thing is you saw him at that table just like with tears in his eyes and shit, right? And then this, I think honestly, this right here, it's too fucking emotional, bro. Like, I mean, there are going to be some people who are like, defend your wife's honor. But at the same time, this is not, I don't think this is defending your wife's honor. Mm-hmm. You look goofy. You look so fucking goofy right now. And then his acceptance speech was, I played the Williams father who defended them, and it was all these ass. Like, I don't know if you watched it, but he kind of tried to allude to the ways a man has to defend his family,
and he made himself sound like a victim.
He made himself sound like a victim, like he was in the right, and then he apologizes to the Academy. He apologizes to somebody else, but he doesn't apologize to the person that he should be apologizing for too. You know, it's goofy and it's sad because Will Smith's dope. I love the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That was an amazing show. I've seen every episode, but cuckish attitude. Like, this is cuckish behavior, man. I'm sorry.
And also, like, so that's your go-to mechanism. That's the way that you handle situations.
Right.
Now, how do you handle the situation when someone bigger and stronger? You know, like, what if that was the Rock up there?
No, you know? He wouldn't have.
Right. And probably anybody else. I mean, they probably have a little, beef with each other or whatever. And he was probably just kind of like waiting for an excuse. I do think it is like a culmination of him snapping from everything that he did. But again, even more reason for him not put hands on another person that's not responsible for anything to do with their marriage. And he didn't even say anything about their marriage. Mm-hmm. And he didn't say anything that I felt was like really disparaging. And regardless of whether she has cancer or alopecia, like none of it matters. You still take it on the chin, and then afterwards you say, motherfucker, she has cancer, or she has a disease, or she has an autoimmune disorder. That's, you're a piece of shit for saying that. And then hopefully you got the point across to the guy, and the guy's like, all right, dude, I fucking didn't know.
Yeah, I think John Cena just did a reversal, because now he's on top. I think he's actually winning this battle right there. Over, like, he's over, like, dude, look at that. He reversed the slam there.
Well, what's the move that he does usually? What's this move called, Mark? I don't know.
That move? Oh, that's like a power slam.
Yeah, he just reversed it, though.
Power slam Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
Jesus Christ.
Cena's move is, he does a bunch of different moves. He does a five-knuckle shuffle, which I don't think he does. I don't think he does that one anymore.
It's a lot of knuckles.
I know. It's a lot of knuckles. It's a lot of...
What do five fingers say to the face? Slap!
Well, so that was a really reach of a segue, but because what you're talking about, is it real or fake? Mark had in the gym said, like, well, wrestling's real. Like, they really hit each other, but we know it's scripted.
Right.
What are the chances that this was scripted? Like, I mean, obviously it was real as fuck. You can see his face slow motion get slapped the fuck out. Like, that was, he's like, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me, which was hilarious. But I mean, do you think the Oscars would go to this length to get people to talk about it?
Maybe. It's shit now. Like, I mean, no one watches that shit. Like, on that graph that shows the amount of people that watch the Oscars, it's way low for individuals in the 18 to 24 bracket. It's dying, and it will die out.
Yeah. Well, I still don't think anybody watched it. I mean, they just watched YouTube videos of it, you know?
Yeah.
And sucks. And I don't think that this is going to, like, help people to watch it next year. Like, people aren't going to be like, oh, I wonder who's going to hit.
Who's going to get slapped this year?
Yeah.
You know? Power Project family, how's it going now? We've partnered with Bubs Naturals, and they're an amazing brand. They have this just wonderful MCT oil powder that I put on my coffee in the morning, and they have this collagen protein. Most people don't get the amount of collagen that they need in. All mix well in anything, coffee, water, whatever. It's also Whole30 approved. But the thing I want to talk to you guys about real quick are these apple cider vinegar gummies. Now, if you go on Google and you type in apple cider vinegar, there's tons of benefits. Immune support.
Metabolism.
Digestive. Mm-hmm. Digestion. But one thing you'll also come across is apple cider vinegar tastes like shit.
It's bad.
It's really bad. That's why they came out with these crack gummies. the reason why I call them crack gummies, and it's an empty little package of them, because we can't not eat a lot of them at once. They're really good for you. Don't get me wrong, but they also taste really good. And it's hard to only eat two at once, and the serving size is two. So you guys should get this. You should only have two.
Good luck.
But the benefits of apple cider vinegar actually from these gummies, I noticed that it's helped my digestion a lot. So.
A ton.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely has helped me, hit the bathroom a lot more consistently. Mark always talks about, may your shits be tapered. And I guarantee you with those, they will be.
They will be.
But just, please don't eat the entire bottle the way we do. But they're that good. And, I have tried apple cider vinegar and all that stuff. And it made me sick. I felt real bloated. And I couldn't be consistent with it with this. It's very easy to stay consistent.
We're too consistent.
A little bit too consistent. Yeah. But head over to bubsnaturals.com and make sure you guys enter promo code POWERPROJECT to save 20% off your entire order. Again, bubsnaturals.com, promo code POWERPROJECT to save 20% off. Links to them down in the description as well as the podcast show notes.
But I do really think this is a real, I really liked what you were talking about the self-control aspect.
Yeah.
Because I think this right here is a really good example for people, but especially men, to learn from. Because there's this weird, not weird, but you know, as you grow up as a guy, like you think that, you know, let's say you have a girl or whatever, like you have to, the way to defend is by being physical. And you have to have so much more self-control in certain situations not to be physical with somebody.
Someone pulls out a knife. Someone pulls out a gun. Somebody has another person with them.
Yeah. Like, you,
it's not always going to work.
Especially nowadays, people try to, like, people egg people on when they're drunk and at parties or street fights, and somebody starts fighting, and then you're right, somebody pulls out a fucking gun and somebody gets shot, somebody pulls out a knife and somebody gets shot. People really just be walking around with hands, and they don't realize the type of danger that they can get themselves into. Another thing, I mean, this is real, like, years ago, with somebody I was dating, after a birthday party, he was drunk, right? Her and a friend, I was sober, her and a friend were walking and they were yelling at a car, right? They were yelling at this guy in a car that was staring at them. Okay. This guy gets out of the car, right? And I tell both of them, just go fucking around. I just talk this guy down a bit, but he comes into our face and he spits in my face, spits in my face. My ex keeps yelling. The other girl fucking runs. And the guy that we were with, the gay guy that we were with, he just fucking ran away. I was like, all right. I told my girl, hey, get the fuck away. And I was like, dude, they're drunk. Chill. It's all good. Go. Guy goes in his car, flashes a gun. I'm like, dog, come on. It's like, we're chilling. It's cool. It's a good night. Right. And like, they're drunk, nothing, whatever. And he's like, all right, cool. Like he left because I didn't, he spit in my fucking face and I didn't go and try to, I didn't do anything because I knew 2 a.m. on a Saturday night, this dude's getting out to do something. This isn't a fucking good idea.
Right. He's going into a group of people.
Right. Like
he knows something that you don't know probably.
Exactly. And if I was an emotional human being, I could have fucking died that night. So this is a lesson. Like, yeah, this is the Oscars.
Something like that happened to Andy Frisella. I could be butchering the story a bit, but I think somebody said something to a woman that he was with at the time. It was late at night. He was like walking her to the car or they were leaving or whatever. And somebody said something and Andy Frisella is a big guy. So I think they started like shouting at each other. The guy took out a knife, sliced his face, left him there in the middle of the street for dead. And like he just bleeding out, like he's, you know, he has like a beard, so it covers the scar and stuff like that. But I mean, these are real things that can happen. Andy Frisella is a big dude. Like I met him in person. Like he's not a guy that you'd want to scrap with. So it's not like he doesn't know how to defend himself. Somebody took out a fucking knife. When I was a kid, I was probably like about 14 or 15. I was playing soccer in gym class. And this kid, like, you know, soccer ball hurts. You know, this kid, like, we were doing something, and this kid decides to bounce a soccer ball off the side of my head. And, you know, it's like, it's a ball. So, it, like, how bad is it? It doesn't really hurt that bad, but a soccer ball is, like, pretty stiff. And I said, hey, man, I was like, don't do that again, you know? And then, like, 10 minutes later, like, the instructor or the teacher or whatever is, like, explaining something, takes the ball and boom, you know, gets some. I'm like, okay, well, I did tell him I didn't like that. I gave him a warning, and I'd never been in a fight or anything. So we were kicking the ball around or whatever. I just grab him by his jersey because we were wearing like he had like a, you know, like one of those like mesh things to signify he's on like a different team.
Yeah.
I just grab him and I start spinning him around. I got no idea what I'm going to do with him. And I just let him go. And he goes flying into the goalpost.
Hell yeah. I mean,
with one arm over his head and he like smashes his ribs on the goalpost and he goes, ah! I was like, and the goalpost made this like horrific sound. And I was like, oh my God. And he just like laid motionless there. Yeah. And the whole class kind of looked at me. And I was like, oh fuck. I was like, what did I do? Anyway.
Just a bit outside.
I got in trouble from the teacher and so on. And I was like, it's his fault. He's an asshole or whatever.
Yeah.
And I get sent home early for the day.
Sick.
And then that's horrible. Like I get sent home early for the day. And then I have a conversation with my dad. And my dad's like, Mark, he's like, I'm really disappointed in you. Like do you not understand? Like you can't do that. Like you're huge compared to these kids. He's like, how big was that? I was like, Dad, I didn't think about any of that. I was pissed. He's like, you can't do that. He's like, you're already lifting weights and you're already bench pressing all these weights and stuff. He's like, these people, those kids can't defend themselves. He's like, that's not fair. That's not what you do. And I was just like gut wrenching, you know, for me, because I love my dad. He's my hero. So to disappoint him, like it couldn't be any worse. I was like, you know what? He's fucking right. I will never do that again. I will never have another situation. Like I might have to defend myself. That's different, but I will never treat another situation like that again. So I just think you got to be careful, man. Like, what if I did really hurt that person? What if that kid like broke his ribs, or what if he got a concussion, or who the fuck knows what could happen?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like it's like that's why I think this is a good learning moment. And that's why we like Stoicism. I think like the daily Stoic book that you read to Aurelius every single day, and us learning about that type of philosophy years ago, it echoes all of this stuff. It's not about not being emotional or not having emotions. It's about feeling that, but then not acting based upon it. This man heard a joke about his wife, got a little welled up, went up and slapped another man, a comedian, over the face on national TV, and now looks goofy as fuck. And he probably has a really great media team, so he's going to find a way to get out of this, and it'll leave the media circuit. But this right here, he's going to be known for this for a minute.
God, I would love for him just to go like live on Instagram and just talk. How sick would that be? But we know he's not going to do that.
Nope, probably not. He'll go on the red table.
I was going to say, he should come on here and talk about it.
Probably have Chris Rock on the red table with Jada and Will.
All laughing about it. Like, hey, let me set you up, motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be great. Cool.
But, yeah, don't be Will in this situation. Will's done a lot of cool stuff, man.
A lot.
This just wasn't it. This just wasn't it.
Yeah. Mark, what would you have... So, I mean, this is kind of weird to be like, Mark, if you can go back and tell yourself what to do with that kid situation, because I'm just thinking, I mean, I'm going to have Aurelius be pretty fucking jacked, and he's going to be bigger than a lot of kids. I don't know what I would tell him what to do in that situation.
Well, I think if you have... Like, first of all, I think if you get him into, like, boxing or some sort of martial art or some grappling or wrestling or something like that... I think he'll know and he'll make good choices, but he might have to like have an incident like that to where he learns that like, you know, hey, that's not a great idea, you know? And I think, I think the main thing is just like, just because you can doesn't mean that you should, you know, just because you can do something, because there's always going to be someone bigger. There's always going to be someone stronger. There's always going to be someone badder. I know people say that, and then people are like, well, there's... Because maybe they train a lot, and they do jiu-jitsu, or they do whatever. But, like, there's always situations where, like, a street fight is a street fight. Like, you're not going to face, like, just one person, probably. Mm-hmm. Normally, people, like, when they go out and do stuff, I mean, they normally go out together. So I would just say, like, with a kid, I think... You know, having children, I think, is not about like trying to raise them or influence them. I think it's more about encouraging them, and you want to just kind of steer them and encourage them to go down the right path. And he's got two great examples of you and your wife. So I think that like he won't have any trouble with that. I mean, violence very rarely. Sometimes you do have to defend yourself. Sometimes you do have to defend. Like there was another incident that I ran into at school where one of my classmates was like just walking. We just got out of class. I was in like special needs class. I was in class with a bunch of kids that weren't popular. And just another kid just knocked books out of this kid's hands. And I was like, oh, that's pretty fucked up. But I was like, mind your business. Like, no big deal. Just help your friend pick up his book. So that's what I did. Then the kid just punched him randomly. And I'm like, fuck that. So same thing. I grabbed that kid and slammed him into a locker. And he went down. And that was just different, though. So then I explained to my dad, I'm like, hey, this kid like punched another kid. The kid's probably like 60 pounds less than him. Mm-hmm. And I just threw him in a locker. I was like, I didn't punch him. I didn't like hurt him or anything, you know? So, you know, I do think there's situations where, yeah, you do have to stand up for yourself. You do have to stand up for people, especially when you're young, just to kind of like defend your ground a bit and just to show that someone just can't like flat out bully you all the time. But again, like putting your hands on someone's like kind of a last resort. Mm-hmm. And in that case where, you know, I saw someone put their hands on somebody else, I was like, you know what? fuck that. I'm just going to take this in my own hands at the moment. And maybe I shouldn't have, but I thought that that was like the right thing to do. And in that moment, I also wasn't even mad. I wasn't like, you know what I mean? It was different. I made a decision. I was like, that ain't cool. Like, somebody's got to do something about this. And mm-hmm. so I did what I did.
It was more matter of fact than rage.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth. That's, I just wanted to yell that when you're like, you and your wife. Oh, my God. Yeah, this will be one of those moments where like, dude, do you remember when, mm-hmm. like, you know, you'll all remember where you were when, well, when Mark sent that text. It's so silly to even think about that.
It's hard to say how you would react. You don't know how you react sometimes until you're like in a situation. So, mm-hmm. you know, I do understand, like, you know, Will Smith was obviously he was embarrassed.
Should be.
And he probably has, I mean, clearly he has issues, right? So, like, I hope that he goes and gets help. I hope that this is like a moment where I don't think he'll realize that, though. You know, when he gave his speech, you know, the one thing he did say is that, like, Denzel Washington told him, like, in your finest moments, that's like when the devil will come for you type thing. But I don't think that that will register. I don't think that he understands what the fuck he said. Otherwise, you know, like he would have apologized. He would have said, hey, like, if Chris Rock is here, let's bring him out. I'd love to shake the man's hand if he's willing to do that with me.
Let's let him slap me if he'd like to get me back.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if not, you know, hey, I just want to openly apologize to him. I'm sensitive to that, you know, considering all the things my wife and I went through. A lot of you might be aware of it because we're fairly public with some of it. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things he could have done where he could have actually turned everything around and made it a fucking Will Smith party.
Could have, yeah. But during that speech, it was funny when he mentioned that, and then the camera pans to Denzel, and Denzel was just like, like, yeah. it was kind of funny. But hey.
And also, like, I don't understand what the Oscars even is, but like, he was just allowed to just walk right up, like, unannounced, just walk up there, slap the shit out of him, walk down, and then stay. Like, nobody came up and said, like, hey, dude, like, that was not a good look. We're going to have to actually get you out of here because
they're celebrities, bro. Everyone in that room is a celebrity.
Right. Yeah. See, when I saw this, I like, after a little bit, I understood that that's what it was. But I have no idea what this is. Like, yeah, you know, do they get a plus one, or is the plus one has to be like a, like, wait, what have you started? I don't fucking know anything about this. But the fact that he was still there, I mean,
it didn't seem like there's a security person in sight. But what my wife said is, like, she's like, all the security's probably outside, you know, to protect everyone that's inside.
Yeah.
Because everyone's supposed to be chill with each other. But
they're in the club. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that with with somebody with a live microphone and with the way the world is at the moment, somebody could say anything that's, you know, sparks one person to completely disagree. And you know, this was like weird because it was like just a teasing joke, but somebody says something politically, somebody says something that, I mean, you could end up with a much worse situation. So hopefully they'll figure out some sort of remedy for some of that too. Yeah. I don't know.
And was it all shown live? Like, was the slap and everything
so
live?
It was live, and they kept the camera running, but they killed the audio.
Okay.
And so you couldn't hear. That's why, like, the thing I post on my Instagram was, like, odd and has, like, some weird voiceover thing to it, because somebody just, like, posted it immediately with the audio. But the actual audio from the show, that's how we knew right away that it was, like, something weird happened. Like, what did we just see? What the fuck happened? Like, I knew right away that it was real, because even in wrestling, like, in wrestling, when things are not real, you know, things in wrestling aren't real. They're scripted, right? When they're not real, like, if I was to go over and hit Andrew, like, we could make it look so good. Mm. Andrew could turn his head
and
his fucking, his headphones will fall off, his glasses will fall off, and, like, we could just make it look killer, right?
You want to test it out?
Yeah, let's try it.
Well, I got to get the cameras ready. So maybe next show.
And actually, like, if Andrew is, like, you know, down to, like, make it entertaining and cool, he'll say, hey, like, you know, go ahead and hit me a little bit. Like, I'm not going to, like, slug him, but I'm going to give him a little bit so that he knows exactly when to turn his head. It will look awesome. It will sound good, like everything. But when you actually make contact, it looks like shit. It looks awkward. It looks really weird. So if I actually went up to him and just randomly kind of tried to smack him or something, it wouldn't look very, you know, unless I'm really trying to haul off and hit him or something, like I'm in a slapping contest or something.
Dude, why are you pulling a Will Smith? Why don't you do it to Nsema? Why are you going after the smaller guy?
Nah.
Because that's what Will did.
That's what I mean. Like, go after you, not me.
No, but we have to do what Will did.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Don't be a Will.
But we're saying we have to do what Will did.
I don't like this.
I'm not going after the same man. You can go after
no,
him.
No, you go. I don't want to go.
No,
after
you
him.
Go. Why don't you do it?
You said
no,
it
you
first.
Should do it. Flip guys, coin. You should punch him.
Guys, I'm used to taking a slap here and there. You know about my life.
That was good.
Deep cut.
That was good.
Oh, God. Anyway, guys, somebody sell Will Smith. Send him the Daily Stoic. And actually, that's a book that everyone should get. The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday.
I gotta get back into it.
And a bunch of his other books, like he has Stillness is the Key.
Ego
is the Enemy and another one. Those were three really good books. Enemy. Really good books.
What do you guys think? You think like a year from now no one will care? Or
yeah.
It'll come up like in a lot of jokes for sure.
Mm-hmm. There'll be memes for a minute. Like that crying Will meme still.
I'm just trying to think.
That's a great meme.
So good.
I just don't remember seeing anything like that before.
Kanye telling Taylor Swift that Beyonce had the best, she was the best female artist of whatever.
I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had the best album, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah. See, but that died off. You know what I mean?
So, but it, I think it really, it was like officially like closed when Kanye made that song and he like played it in like, I think the video or like it was a montage of it. I don't know what the fuck the song is called, but he's just like, I'm an asshole. Like he's this one's for the assholes or something like that.
Oh yeah.
And then he plays when he actually went up on stage and did it. So I was just like, okay, now he's playing into it.
What about
so
physical?
That's officially when it's like over.
What about physical though? Physical altercation.
I can't think of one, man.
I don't remember any.
Well, you know, I heard, I don't remember it. Well, this happens at the UFC all the time, but Jorge Masvidal.
Oh,
there was this one time where he was doing an interview and a fighter came out and he gave him a solid three piece and then walked away and then everyone had to back him off. He really punched this dude three times, another fighter. So that's kind of interesting, but that's not.
Yeah, that's this, fighters. Yeah, you know? It's not. Yeah. Just general celebrities or whatever.
Even more recently, I can't remember which fighter, somebody that, like he got in a fight, like, in like a casino or some shit like that too.
Was it Jorge Masvidal again? I think he did it to Colby Covington. Like he jumped Colby Covington outside of a and he got 90 days probation.
Oh fuck.
Why is Jorge being such a fucking
he's game bred,
oh,
son.
Oh man. Hey, this is a bad motherfucker though. But
you brought it up earlier though, like when like athletes would like hit a photographer or something for getting all up in their face.
I think most people can understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I think it's like you probably shouldn't. I mean, I remember like Dennis Rodman like kicking a photographer or videographer. And that was like, I don't know, Rodman got slammed to the ground. It was like during a game. And then there was like, he ran into like a camera guy. And I think he was kind of just frustrated. And the guy just happened to be there and he's like, fuck this guy. And he kicked him.
If I remember correctly though, that cameraman like had a reputation for doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
Though.
Being like, way too close and all that. It's but all that's understandable. It's like, well, you're in a basketball game and what the fuck is the camera guy doing so close that you're like landing on his equipment and getting hurt? And like, it's just paparazzi taking too many pictures, people asking way too many questions. Like, I can understand. It's still not great to lose your cool. It's still never great, but it's like more understandable. It's like, well, you're probably fucking agitated.
Yeah.
It's like, I get that a little bit more, but
maybe I remember
this correctly. Will Smith thing was just different.
Again, let's all learn. Like even
it's not funny.
It's
hilarious.
but on the ground, he just like,
but look at his legs though, dude. He like, oh, it wasn't even him.
Yeah, it was the wrong.
That's the worst part. See, I thought he put, because he kind of puts his legs out a little bit. So I was like, oh, I would have fucking kicked the shit out of him too. But he kicks the wrong guy. Bitch.
Dog. Yeah. It's never, but
I think that guy is trying to like, so that guy looked like he's positioned himself to get like a better angle. And Rodman's like, dude, I like,
fuck you
breaking my shit over here. And like, you're trying to get capture it, but that's like dude's job.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh,
no.
Yeah. He, oh yeah. You gonna play that shit out. Get some money. He got some money from Dennis Rodman for sure.
Damn. KG for has been in the league forever. Well, he was anyway.
Yeah. We were talking about Kanye, but that documentary Genius was pretty good. If any of you guys like music.
Oh, I got to keep watching that.
Dude, Genius is really good. Hopefully, we'll talk about it one day. But I think people in the audience, watch it. Have you been liking it so far? How deep you get?
I like it a lot. I think I got through the first two. And there's one more, right?
There's one more. There's three episodes. Mm-hmm. But it's really good. It's because I listened to a lot of Kanye when I was in middle school and high school. So it was really cool because it brought you back and it showed you the origins of that music. Mm. But Kanye was doing vlogging before vlogging.
Oh yeah.
There was no YouTube, but he had a friend of his, Cootie, who's just like, yeah, just come record everything. Mm-hmm. So you saw everything.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to see that transformation he had.
What I liked about it was just to see how much work he was putting in.
Yeah. With that.
And it's like just organic, authentic work. The dude loves hip hop. He loves music. He loves the culture. He loves what he's doing. And it's like, I think we lose sight of that. You know, now, you know, he's controversial a lot of times and, you know, maybe he has some mental health issues or whatever has been going on with him. But like, there's no denying that he's insanely talented and there's no denying that he's worked for that shit, you know, for a very, very long time. So I thought it was cool from that perspective. I'm like, this is sick because he's just working all the time and none of these guys probably even thought about it as work. They're not like, I'm going to work, you know, with their briefcase and going into an office. They were just like playing pool and kind of just hanging out. So I thought that part of it was really neat.
Yeah. Check it out, guys. You'll like
it. I have to check it out. College Dropout was one of my favorite albums.
Wow. We finally.
Yeah.
Wow.
But after.
You guys just became best friends. That was nice to see.
After Late Registration. I have no idea what the fuck he's done.
You're just stuck in the past, brother. Okay.
I'm stuck on the best music.
I'll get you some newer. There's some new Kanye that's
been doing. No, I'm bullshitting. There's a bunch of shit that what's the one he did with Jay-Z?
Watch the Throne.
Watch the Throne wasn't was great, good. But there was some good, like, oh man.
Niggas in Paris.
Yep, I can't say that word.
I can't say half the songs I like.
Also, how motherfucking I mean, yeah, that shit's so good.
You have like 0.1% Congolese in you.
0.2, sir.
Say it.
You're right.
Go ahead.
I can't.
Don't.
But
it's a good idea. Don't do it.
But I told you, dude, I got my pass from one of my black friends from way back in the day.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Those cards last forever.
Oh, I was going to ask if I had to get like renewed.
You need a renewal? No, you don't need a renewal.
Okay,
once you
sick.
Get
Thank
one,
goodness.
If they're certified, it lasts until they die. Once they die, then you have to find another.
I got to make sure he's still alive. He's a little bit older too.
Yeah, you got to find another black person 15. To get a card from. Yeah,
it's going to be hard these days though.
Do you have one, Mark?
I do not have a card
you don't?
That allows me to do anything like that.
You know, it's funny. This is a true story. So, fuck it.
Let's hear it.
No, like growing up, I listened to a lot of hip hop. I watched every single like Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society, every black movie you can
think
of.
You've seen more black movies than I have, brother.
Yes, I have a list.
You have a list that you were giving me that I need to watch.
So my dad always said,
oh, man.
This is so funny. I can't believe I'm going to say this on air. Because when he conceived me, he had nothing but black friends. He worked with nothing but black dudes. So he said, I had the soul of a black man. And I always thought that that was so funny because I'm like, dude, I do listen to nothing but like 90s R&B. I'm like, all I need is like a Bluetooth in my ear. And like, I'll definitely be like a 40-year-old black man.
I know the type of man you're talking about too. We all know the one with the Bluetooth. Hey, what's up? Hey, I'm not talking to you. I'm on my Bluetooth.
Like, dude, we've been in this fucking Denny's for like 2 hours. You have not gotten one phone call. Take the fucking Bluetooth out your ear and then go get in your 93 black Mercedes. Because you know that's what they drive.
Oh man, your dad's fucking hilarious.
So
I have the soul of a black man. That's great. That's good.
It's just the 2% Nigerian.
You have Nigerian in you too?
Sorry, my bad. Congolese.
Yeah, there we go.
Bad.
Congolese. They have the. I'm not gonna go there.
Yeah.
Peeps, let us know what you think of Will Smith and what he did. Throw it down in the comments below. Andrew, take us on out of here.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys like today's episode, and thank you for checking out today's episode. Subscribe if you guys are not subscribed. Turn on all those damn bell notifications, and follow the podcast at MB Power Project on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. My Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter is at I am Andrew Z. And Seema, where are you at?
We're on Discord.
Fucking
and it. At this point, we're probably also on Reddit. Links are going to be below. Join the community, because we're going to do a lot of special things within those communities that won't be able to be on YouTube. So, well, not we'll be able to be on YouTube, but you're going to have special access to do certain things. So it's going to be pretty dope. At Seema Inye on Instagram and YouTube, and Seema Yin Yang on TikTok and Twitter. Mark?
I'm at Mark Smelly Bell. Strength is never weakness. Weakness is never strength. Catch you guys later. Bye.